Title: Template Building for DNB Sessions, Using Session View Advanced. All right, let's build an advanced Drawment-based template in Ableton Live that lives in Session View first, and then drops into Arrangement only when the moment is right. The whole point here is speed and control. You want to open live and be about 30 seconds away from a rolling idea, not a let me set up routing for half an hour situation. We're building something performance-friendly, mix-aware, and designed for fast resampling, because that's a core DNB workflow. Commit, mangle, move on. By the end, you'll have a reusable set with groups for drums, bass, music, vocals, and FX, returns tuned for DNB space, a print and resample system, and a scene grid that encourages variations and switch-ups. Let's go. First, global settings. Set your tempo to the DNB zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 because it's the center of gravity for a lot of modern rollers and techie stuff. Next, global quantization. Set it to 1 bar. This makes scene launches land cleanly, so your drops hit like they're supposed to. If you do lots of jungle-style cuts and quick edits, you can go down to half a bar later, but start at 1 bar to keep it tight. Now warp preferences. Turn off auto-warp long samples. This is a big one, because nothing ruins a break faster than Ableton making weird assumptions about it. For default warp mode, think of it like this. Beats for drums, Complex Pro for vocals and Atmos. You can change per clip later, but those defaults save time. Also, turn on reduce latency when monitoring, especially if you're jamming bass lines or recording MIDI in. And one mixing mindset point, aim for headroom early. Drum and bass gets loud fast, and it's easier to push later than to uncrush something you already clipped. Mentally target something like -6 dB of space while you build. Now we build the track layout. And yes, names matter. If your template is consistent, your brain moves faster. Create a group called drums. Inside it, make tracks for kick, snare, clap or layer, hats, tops or shaker, break 1, break 2 alt, and perk FX. Here's the teacher note. DNB drums are all about layer plus variation. If you keep everything on one drum rack lane, you'll slow yourself down when you want to swap a break or mute tops for 2 bars or distort just the snare layer. Separate lanes equals fast decisions. On each drum lane, you can start with a simple chain. EQ8 for basic shaping, saturator with soft clip-on and a little drive, then drum bus for a bit of transient and glue, then utility for gain staging. Don't overcook it. This is a template, not a finished mix. Quick starting points you can remember. Hats usually get a high pass somewhere around 250 to 500 HC. Breaks, high pass around 80 to 140 depending on whether your kick carries the low end. And be careful high passing your snare too aggressively, because the snare fundamental is often in that 180 to 220 HC range. You want weight there, not just click. Next group, bass. Inside it, create SUB mono as MIDI, MID resample as audio, an optional Resource Neuro layer and a bass FX audio lane. For the SUB chain, keep it clean and controlled. Operator or wavetable is perfect. EQ if you need to roll off above, say, 150 to 250. Then a compressor with sidechain from kick, and maybe snare depending on your style. Then utility set to mono, width at 0%. If you use utility's bass mono feature, you can turn that on too, but the main thing is, sub stays mono and stable. For the MID chain, this is your character lane. Think pre-EQ, saturation or roar if you've got it, maybe amp, auto filter for movement, sidechain compression, then a post-EQ to tame whatever the distortion created. Mid-bass is where you get gnarl, but it's also where you can destroy your mix, so having this as a consistent lane helps. Now make a music group. Pads and Atmos, stabs, rave or hoover if you want jungle flavor, plucks and arps. Then VOX plus FX group. Fox chops, impacts, risers, noise sweeps, texture loops. And now the secret weapon group. Print. Create tracks called print drums, print bass, print music, and print full mix. Set each print track to monitor in. Set its input from the relevant group bus. So print drums records the drums group output, print bass records the bass group, and so on. When you want to commit, you arm the print lane and record straight into session view clips. This is how you keep creativity moving. You're not freezing yourself into a corner. You're capturing versions, then making decisions. Next up, return tracks. We want DNB spaces, not a random big haul on everything situation. Return A is drum room. Put hybrid reverb on a short room. Decay around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. Then EQ after it, high pass around 300 to 600, low pass around 8 to 12k. This is glue for snare tops, hats, and perk. It makes the kit feel like it's in the same world without washing it out. Return B is ping delay. Use delay or echo, timing at 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback in the 20 to 40% range. Filter it so it's not muddy. High pass around 300 hc, low pass around 6 to 10k. Great on vocal chops, stabs, little one-shot moments. Return C is wash verb. Hybrid reverb hall, decay 2 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Then, and this is the classic DNB trick, sidechain it. Put a compressor after the reverb and feed the sidechain from drums or snare. Now you get huge atmosphere that ducks out of the way when the drums hit. Return D is parallel distort. Saturator or overdrive, EQ to shape, compressor to glue, send snares, breaks and mid-bass to it a little bit. This is controlled aggression without wrecking the dry signal. Optional extra, if you want your template to feel instantly mix-ready. Add another return that's a transient brightener. EQ with a hard high pass, like above 1 to 2kHz, then a gentle saturator, then compression to stabilize. Send snare and break subtly. It adds snap without you cranking the main channels into harshness. Now let's design the session view scene grid. This is where the template starts to feel like an instrument. Create scenes named intro, build, drop A, drop A alt fill, breakdown, drop B, and outro. And here's a key mindset. Session view is basically version control for your track. For any lane that matters, like break 1, snare, and mid-bass, keep variations organized and safe. I like thinking in terms of safe, spicy, and experimental. Never delete the safe clip. Duplicate it, then mangle the copy. That way you're fearless, because you always have an anchor. For clip lengths, DNB sections often feel like 16 or 32 bars, but inside session view you want modular pieces. 4 or 8 bar clips are perfect. They loop well, they're easy to combine, and they let you perform structure without committing too early. For clip launch quantization, keep drums and bass at 1 bar so they swap cleanly. For FX fills, you can go to half or quarter bar so you can throw quick moments in and out. Now, drum system specifics. Your core lanes are kick, snare, break, and tops. Kick and snare are consistent one-shots. The break provides movement and humanity. Tops and hats provide the programmed roll and energy. On a break lane, drop a loop into break 1. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Start with an envelope somewhere around 40 to 70 and adjust until it punches without sounding shredded. Use warp markers sparingly. Fix obvious timing drifts. Don't grid slam everything. Over-warping is how breaks lose groove and start sounding facey and weird. If the break is noisy, add a gate. And here's an advanced jungle trick. Sidechain the gate from your snare, so the break opens rhythmically in the pocket. It can create this breathing, rolling feel that sits perfectly under your main snare. On the drums group bus, add gentle glue. Glue compressor with an attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Tiny EQ cut if it's boxy around 250 to 500. Drum bus if you want a touch of drive or transient shape, but keep boom very subtle or off, because your sub is coming from the bass group. Now bass workflow. Sub plus resampled mid. This is the part that makes your template feel advanced. For sub, operator is the quick answer. Assign wave, maybe to saturator after with 1 to 3 dB if drive, and sidechain to kick. Keep notes simple. DNB bass power often comes from negative space. Fewer notes, stronger tone. For the mid, we set up resampling. Create a mid bass instrument track. Then set your MID resample audio track input either to resampling or directly from the mid track. Now record different bass phrases as audio clips into session view. A clean res phrase, a distorted phrase, a filtered answer phrase. Now you're in audio land, where DNB sound design gets fast. Slice to a new MIDI track, turn it into a playable kit, and then mangle with Redux, Corpus, Frequency Shifter, Auto Filter. You're arranging sound, not endlessly tweaking a synth patch. Extra Pro Move, print two versions, a pre-FX print, clean synth tone, and a post-FX print, fully processed. Later you can reprocess the clean one for clarity or layer it under the dirty one, so the mid stays readable in a heavy mix. Now let's add some session view superpowers. First, follow actions for controlled randomness. On hats, tops, percussion, and sometimes mid-bass, create 4 to 8 short clips that all fit the same role. Turn on follow action. Set it to next or any, and timing 1 to 2 bars. Now live cycles variations while you focus on bigger moves, like macros and scene launches. This is how you get evolving drums without manually clicking forever. Second, dummy clips as automation lanes. Make an auto track called dummies. Put empty clips per section. In each dummy clip, draw clip envelope automation for return sends, filter sweeps on group tracks, or even reverb ducking depth by automating the compressor threshold on your wash verb return. When you launch a dummy clip alongside a scene, you instantly recall a mix move. This is one of the most powerful session view techniques because it turns mixing gestures into performance buttons. Third, drop safety. Create a pre-master audio track. Route all groups into it instead of going straight to master. Put a gentle clipper or limiter there, just as a safety chain for monitoring. The big win is you can print stems pre-master and still hear a consistent loudness while you work. It's cleaner, and it's less risky. Also, use scene names as mix reminders. You can tag them like, drop a +1 dB snare or bass LP200. It sounds nerdy, but it prevents that moment where drop B suddenly feels smaller and you can't remember why. Now, performance to arrangement. This is the payoff. You jam in session view, launching scenes, swapping bass clips, triggering fills, letting follow actions evolve hats. And when it feels good, you hit global record. Now Ableton prints your performance into arrangement as a real timeline. After the take, go into arrangement, consolidate the key regions, and do detail edits like micro fills and automation polish. You keep the energy and spontaneity, but you still get the precision of arrangement mode. Let's add macro controls so the template plays like an instrument. Create an audio effect rack on the drums group, the bass group, and the music group. Map a few performance knobs. On drums, a tightness macro could move drum bus transients and nudge glue threshold. An air macro could gently boost a high shelf. On bass, a growl macro could increase saturator drive and filter resonance. A movement macro could sweep filter frequency and increase LFO or modulation amount. On music, a fog macro could increase reverb send or local reverb dry wet. The teaching point. Macros aren't just for sound design. They're for decision-making speed. If you can get from polite to savage with one knob, you'll perform better takes and commit faster. Now save as a Readle template. This audio version is shortened for playback.